This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
I wake up smiling every morning.
The Wake Up Call.
The Wake Up Call.
The Wake Up Call.
Wake up.
It's the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
A few weeks ago, I got food poisoning, and food poisoning is so miserable. Like, you can't eat, and everything's coming out of you. But when you're a woman and you get food poisoning, there's this little voice in the back of your head going, "This is good." You wanted to lose a few pounds, didn't you? This is the way.
Sorry, everybody. Jeez. We're gonna blame it. You know what we're gonna blame it on? We're gonna blame it on Kevin.
Okay.
Because Kevin's not here.
Right.
But it's Kevin's fault somehow. Where's Kevin? That's a great question. He's in Reno, and at 7:35 this morning, he is going to face his fears and live out his wildest dreams.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing is he's terrified, but he's going to cross something off his bucket list.
And fly in a hot air balloon. That's going to be... Can't miss radio, and I don't say that very often.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
War of the Roses time on The Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Laura this morning. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning. Hi.
This one seems like it's a pretty open and shut case, and I hate saying that at the very beginning of War of the Roses, but your boyfriend, Craig, had something that you found in the car, in his car. Tell everybody what it was.
It was a broken fingernail, and it was, like, blood red. I do not wear that shade. I do not do my nails. It was 100% not mine.
Plus, I think I would imagine you'd know if you snapped a nail off of your finger, too.
Yes, you definitely know.
Yeah. So, how long have you and Craig been together?
2 years, almost.
All right, so we're on War of the Roses, so Katie is going to pretend to be a telemarketer, offer him some free roses. We'll see who he sends them to, but also what he writes on the card, and hopefully he picks you. And even if he does, though, we've got to have an uncomfortable conversation.
Right. You sound like you are already pretty convinced. Would you say that that's true?
Yeah, I can't imagine any sort of explanation for that that isn't horrible.
Yeah.
Well, just stay on hold. You'll be able to hear everything.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak with Craig, please?
This is Craig.
Hi, this is Naomi with... And I am calling today with a special gift that we're offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one dozen long stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
Yeah. I mean, if I'm actually not giving you my card and it's really going to be free, sure.
Okay, great. It's really easy to get started. All I need is the first and last name of the person you'd like to send the roses to.
Laura.
Okay. And before I get Laura's address, you're able to include a personalized card to be delivered with the roses. What would you like that to say?
I love you, babe.
Hi, Craig. My name's Gavin, and that's actually Katie. For the wake-up call on 106.5 The End, that was not a real offer for roses. You're on something called War of the Roses, which is something we do on our show. And listening in this whole time is your girlfriend, Laura, who I imagine is relieved, at least partially. You're back on the show, Laura. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really confused.
Great. Okay, good. No, this is good. Okay. So you sent the flowers to Laura. It was a test to see who you would send flowers to if you were given an opportunity to send them to anybody you wanted.
Okay. I mean, I don't know who else I would be sending them to. What is happening, Laura?
Well, okay. Yeah, Laura, do you want to explain to him why you wanted to do War of the Roses?
Yeah, I went into your car last week and there was a giant, broken off, disgusting nail on the floor.
Like an acrylic nail.
Can you explain where that would have come from?
I drove this chick from my work home. She was hammered. I wouldn't be shocked if it was hers.
So wait a second. There are hammered people at your work?
It was like a work event. We went out. We all went out for Jeff's retirement party.
Okay, yeah, I remember Jeff retiring, but I don't remember you saying you drove anyone that was trashed home.
I mean, I didn't think it was, like, super important to tell you. I figured it would just, like, give you weird ideas anyway.
I get that. I totally get that.
So you did sort of keep this information from her.
Not keep it. Just why share it? Kind of a thing. It's not like keeping it.
Well, if you
keeping
didn't do anything wrong, then why not?
Because keeping it seems like it's nefarious.
Okay, so you didn't mention it, but it does sound like there was a reason that he didn't mention it.
I mean, Laura, right. Are you mad about this?
I mean, yeah, I guess it's not as bad as I thought it was, but I still would like to know these things.
This is where I don't understand things, but I mean, Craig, whatever. Like, if you admit that you did kind of keep this from her, I mean, I guess that's messed up. It would never even really occur to me to share something like that. That's me. Like, if I had to drive somebody home, like, what a boring story. There's not even a story there. Like,
well, okay,
why would you share
like there
that
was
with
enough
somebody?
Of a story that she was so trashed, her nail broke in his car. It seems
I don't know how you break a nail.
It seems like you'd come home and be like, oh, my God, I had to drive Jeanette home.
I mean, okay, Craig, since this seems to be an issue now, why didn't somebody just call her an Uber?
None of us really thought that, like, she was in a condition where it would be completely safe for her to go with a stranger in an Uber. So, I mean, she doesn't even live that far away.
Okay.
That's what I was expecting to do, honestly.
Laura, I think this is fine.
Of course it's fine.
I just, like, in the future, let's just tell me stuff like that.
Craig, all drunk girl stories now have to be publicly announced.
Oh, boy, here we
Laura.
Go. Okay.
So that we don't have to talk to you again. How about that? All right. It's War of the Roses on The Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
You know how they say there's different types of personalities out there? Mm-hmm. There's type A, there's type B, type C, type D.
Yeah.
Recently reformatted all of those to be friendships, friend relationships. I'm going to run over them real fast. You tell me which type of friend you think you are.
Okay.
Type A friend, the overly responsible one. You plan and organize everything. You have a sense of urgency and make sure things like vacations don't fall apart. Type B friend, you'd give someone the shirt off your back, but you need help too. You're forgetful. You leave stuff behind and your phone is always dead.
Oh.
Type C, you're organized like type A, but more neurotic, more likely to bow out of things other people want to do, and you love long naps.
Oh, well, we know who that is.
Literally says,
know who that is.
Off of me.
Literally says that. And then there's type D. You're annoyed a lot. You're prone to confrontations. You have a twisted sense of humor, and you might be into weird stuff like crystals and astrology.
Well, okay.
So which type do you think you are as a friend?
I'm a little bit of all of those things. I am the one that is most likely... Why do you keep laughing at me?
Because Kevin keeps looking at me.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I am the one most likely to plan the trip, okay? Mm. But I am not always the most organized, and I would like some help. And I am kind of can be a little flaky and be like, you know what? I don't think I want to do that, and I want a nap.
Right.
And then what was the third one?
Or
the last one?
You're annoyed a lot. You're prone to confrontations. You have a twisted sense of humor. And you're into weird stuff like crystals and astrology. I think without a doubt you're type C, which is you're like
you
type A,
think
but you're
that
more
because you
no.
because I nap.
No,
okay,
not because of the nap. I think that you are organized like type A, but you are more neurotic about it, and you also like you do bow out of things that other people want to do sometimes.
Everybody does that sometimes.
So that's type C. I don't think that any of these are bad.
No,
I don't think
not.
Any of them are
bad. I just don't know that it's...
Kevin, I think you're definitely type B.
I'm none of those.
No, I think
I'm
you're type
I'm my own
B.
category, I feel.
What's okay, your what category?
You? My category is I'm the party goer, the fun. I bring a ball of sunshine to every group that I go to. I'm very organized, but also sporadic.
No, no.
Yes, I am.
You're almost to the T, type B.
And what is
Ew.
Type B again? Tell
the
me.
First sentence. You'd give someone the shirt off your back, but you need help too.
See, I think that's more me.
That's, but you also are the planner.
Yeah.
I'm a planner.
Not really.
Ew. Okay.
And you're forgetful. Wow. Kevin, you're forgetful. You leave stuff behind. Like, that's totally you.
Does he leave stuff behind?
A little bit.
All the time at work. There's so many times we're like.
But that's because I have short-term memory.
And then there's type D. I'm clearly type D.
Yeah.
I agree. You are.
You don't think.
Not anymore.
I'm annoyed a lot.
I think, oh, that's.
I have a twisted sense. Sense of humor,
yeah.
And I'm into weird stuff.
Like
dinosaurs. I'm not into crystals or astrology, but I still like dinosaurs.
You can name all types of dinosaurs.
I love cringe, anything cringy.
What's one other thing besides dinosaurs that's weird that you're into?
Weird Al Yankovic.
All right.
The name's in the title.
I guess you're right.
What type are you? Do you think your friends would agree? Text into 916-909-106.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5
ENDS! Win your way into the Disneyland Resort with the ENDS Magic Ticket Pin.
All right, the first part is easy. We just have to find caller 17 and Antonio?
Yes, sir.
You are caller 17, my friend.
Wow,
indeed.
Wow.
All right, now, you have to tell us, holy cow, where are you right now? What is happening?
I'm running through a field.
I'm sorry, let me turn my AC off.
That's Sacramento.
You know, it was hot this morning. You're not wrong.
All right, there we go. So much better. Okay, now, do you know yesterday's Disneyland PIN code?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
It's 8633.
That is it! Woo! 8633! Wow! All right, you got yourself a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. But hold on a second. Now I want to see if you qualify for, not qualify, win, what I'm calling the Disneyland Ripped Abs. A 6-pack of Disneyland tickets. Do you know the secret PIN number?
2.
Yes!
6 tickets!
Wow, you got 6 tickets! 6 tickets to the Disneyland Resort, my man!
Oh my gosh!
How amazing is that?
How long has it been since you've been to Disneyland?
Oh, 92.
92?
It's going to be different.
It's quite different. There's a whole other park now.
Yeah.
Wow. Antonio, congratulations. You have a 6-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Stay on hold. We got to get your information. AC's back on, I guess. All right.
Warm him up.
All right. And now we're out of the car,
Thank you.
Oh, you got it, buddy. All right.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
All right. The sun is rising in Sacramento, but is it rising on a victory or defeat in the game? Are you smarter than Katie? And your opponent today is Kevin. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
Speaking of which, our Kevin, not here, in Reno, getting ready to face his fears and his dreams by flying in a hot air balloon, which he will do live at 7:35. Make sure you're listening for that. All right, Katie's going to leave the studio. I'm going to ask you 5 questions dealing with pop culture, and $240 is on the line, brought to you by Garden of Eaton Restaurants. You ready to play, Kevin?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. Question 1. Will Ferrell probably never thought he'd win an Oscar, but there's buzz around his new movie. It's a documentary he made called Will and Harper about him and his best friend who transitioned to a woman. To see the trailer, which is really, really good, text Will, W-I-L-L, to 909-1065. The two met on Saturday Night Live when on Will Ferrell's first season, which was in 1994, 1995, or 1996. Kevin?
1995.
Alrighty. Question 2. Linkin Park announced yesterday that they have a comeback tour and new album coming out, their first since the death of their lead singer, Chester Bennington. Their new lead singer is a woman named Emily Armstrong. What hip-hop artist did Linkin Park have huge success collabing with?
Jay-Z.
Question 3. Keith Urban performed his version of Miley Cyrus's song Flowers on a radio show, and afterward, he said that Miley has a voice like an ashtray, but he actually meant it as a weird compliment. What celebrity is Keith Urban married to?
Nicole Kidman.
Question 4. Green Day was performing in Detroit and was rushed off stage for a security threat when an unknown drone was seen hovering over the stage. The crowd wasn't told what had happened in the 10-minute pause either, and were pretty confused. The physics of a drone's flight is created by propellers that create what force? Three seconds. Propulsion.
Two.
Okay. And question 5, Katy Perry kind of surprised everybody when she said that the reason her and husband Orlando Bloom have such a strong relationship is because they broke up. They were actually broken up with for a whole year. If they were broken up with for 2 years, how many days is that?
$730.
All righty. Bringing Katie back in. And Kevin, where are we off to today?
Going to go help my church.
Oh, I love that. Help your church do what?
We have a yearly festival this weekend. So helping set up and then going to help man the barbecue pit for the weekend. So we help raise funds for the church and the school that's associated with the church.
That's so great. You want to give it a shout out for anybody who wants to stop by? Where is it?
Oh, yeah. It's pre-admission. It's at St. Luke's Church in Stockton, off of Sutter Street.
One more time.
And it's Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday. And it's called what? Korean Mission?
No, St. Luke's Church.
St. Luke Church. All right. Okay. Very cool. I'm going to put you on hold now, Kevin. Here we go. Question one, Katie. Will Ferrell, probably an Oscar was never in his future, but there is Oscar buzz around his new movie, which is a documentary called Will and Harper, and it is about him and his best friend who transitioned to a woman. Mm-hmm. It looks excellent.
I've seen some stuff on TikTok about it.
It looks really good. It looks moving. It looks funny. It looks great. If you want to see it, text Will to 909-1065. The two of them met on Saturday Night Live on Will Ferrell's first season, which was in 94, 95, or 96.
Ooh. I'm going to say 95. Yes, 95.
That is correct. Question two. Linkin Park announced yesterday that they've got a tour and a new album coming out. Their first since
and a new singer.
Yeah, it's the first since the death of their lead singer, Chester Bennington. The new lead singer is a woman named Emily Armstrong. She was in a band most people don't know about called Dead Sarah. So I wonder what happened to the rest of Dead Sarah. What hip hop artist did Linkin Park have huge success collabing with?
Jay-Z.
Yeah. Question three, Keith Urban was performing Miley Cyrus's song Flowers, and afterward he said in a little interview, he said, Miley's got a voice like an ashtray.
Oh.
But he meant it as a weird compliment.
Okay.
I can kind of hear it. Like, she does have a gravelly voice.
Yeah,
it's not traditionally beautiful, but
it's like Lindsay Lohan.
Yes, that's true.
Right?
That's worse.
Yeah.
Who's Keith Urban married to?
Nicole Kidman.
Question four. Green Day was performing in Detroit. They were rushed off the stage for a security threat when an unknown drone was seen hovering over the stage. Nobody told the crowd what was going on in the 10-minute pause, and everybody was pretty confused by that.
What is the threat? What's threatening about a drone?
I can't quite figure that out. I guess you don't know, like, is
it
the drone...
a missile?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay.
Can it drop something? Powder? I don't know.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Maybe they're using it as a way. I don't know.
The physics of a drone's flight is created by propellers that create what force?
What force? Wind force?
Lift.
Okay.
Lift. Question five, Katy Perry kind of surprised everybody when she said the reason that her and her husband, Orlando Bloom, have such a strong relationship is because they broke up. They were actually broken up with each other for a whole year. I didn't know about that. Did you?
I don't think I knew.
Yeah. If they were broken up with for 2 years, how many days is that?
2 years. Okay. 730 days?
Wow! Look at you!
Okay, it's multiplying by two.
Or adding. Unbelievable.
Those are hard for an adult woman.
Kevin, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All righty, listen. You both got four. But ties go to Katie. You put up a good fight. We were all very impressed. And good luck with your church's fundraising barbecue this weekend, okay? And what is it that you want to tell us, though?
I am just as smart as Katie.
You certainly are, sir.
Yes, you are.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Secret time on the Wake Up Call. We're talking to Lucy this morning. It's not her real name. This isn't her real voice. Good morning, Lucy.
Hey, good morning.
So, this is a fiery, dirty little secret.
Okay.
Let's jump right into it. This is a secret that you're keeping, especially, well, I don't know if anybody knows, but you're keeping it from your boyfriend who you live with. Tell everybody what your dirty little secret is.
I live with my boyfriend. We've been together for about 9 months. I have an ex-boyfriend that he absolutely hates. And he hates him because he still loves me and he still comes around and still tries to get me back. What my now boyfriend doesn't know is that my ex still gives me money every month to pay rent on the apartment that we both live in.
And your current boyfriend lives with you.
Uh-huh.
And your ex-boyfriend gives you money for, is it many things or specifically just rent?
Kind of like many things, but mostly rent.
Wow. Wow. And okay, so your boyfriend has an issue with your ex-boyfriend. Is it because he knows that your ex-boyfriend is trying to actively pursue you?
Yeah, he still sends me flowers, like to our apartment.
Wow. Wow.
My boyfriend is just really threatened and jealous of this other guy because he has money.
Your ex does.
My ex, yeah. He's the one. He's got money, and he's able to still give me money. And yeah, that's really threatening to my boyfriend now.
I mean, I can relate to that.
So let me get this straight. You are not together with your ex anymore.
No, haven't been for about a year, year and a half-ish.
And he is willing to keep giving you money because he thinks that that's going to win you back?
I don't really know. I don't even care why he gives me the money. I just take it.
Oh, my God.
Okay, but obviously that's the reason, right? Because he thinks that this is going to get him into your good graces or something.
I mean, I guess so. Yeah, maybe. But it's not going to work.
Am I wrong? And this is a judgment-free zone.
Okay.
But am I wrong in saying, Lucy, that you seem to enjoy this dirty little secret a little bit?
No. It's tearing me apart. Like, I absolutely stress about this all the time.
You don't have to accept the money, though.
I kind of do, because I need the money.
So where does he think this extra money is coming from?
He thinks it comes from my parents.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you, I don't know if you can relate to this or not.
Okay.
As a woman. But as a man, this would effing kill me. Because I have jealousy issues with other people's money.
Oh, okay? You're right.
I do.
Yeah.
Okay? And I think it has to do with my upbringing and stuff like that. No matter how much success I ever have in my life, I'm always jealous of other people.
Yes.
Who have it. So if I found out that an ex-boyfriend that I was already jealous of was funding not just my girlfriend's living conditions.
Okay, but yours.
But mine as well. I would see red. I'd rather live on the street.
I feel the exact opposite. I feel like, good, if you can get somebody to give you money, but you better...
That's coming from a woman's perspective,
but you better not be communicating with this person without me knowing it.
Taking the money, Lucy, does... it signals to your ex that you are at the very least interested in getting back together. Am I wrong?
I mean, I don't give him any indication that we're getting back together.
He's assuming. Accepting the money, yeah.
Yeah, but I also tell him all the time we're not getting back together.
I don't think he thinks that that's true. Otherwise, he would not be giving you money, probably.
Be honest. Have you slept with your ex or done anything physical with your ex since you broke up? Even like before you were with your current boyfriend?
No.
I don't believe it.
I mean, if she can manage to truly not have to do anything and he's just giving her money, who am I to stop somebody from giving me money?
No, not.
You want to give me money? Give me money. Give me money.
But what about your boyfriend's emotions and feelings?
Does he like money?
Your exes.
Does he like to have a roof over his head?
If he's like me, he'd rather live on the street than take money from your ex. I'd rather get a second job so that we wouldn't need anything from an ex-boyfriend.
Whatever.
But like I said, judgment-free zone.
Judgment-free zone.
Lucy, thank you so much for this dirty little secret. And as always, you can text in your thoughts to 916-909-1065 like many people already are.
1065, the end.
It's the wake-up call.
We are now joined on the phone phone with Kevin from the Wake Up Call. Ever heard of him? He's our favorite little Asian boy, and he is all the way in Reno about to go in a hot air balloon, taking this item off of his bucket list. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
Now,
what is this? This is the balloon. What is it called?
The Great Balloon Race.
The Great Balloon. Are you racing?
I think they're racing. I'm not racing.
Oh, okay. Okay. Good.
I'm terrified of heights.
Okay. So you're in Reno for the Great Balloon Race. And you've always wanted to go in a hot air balloon, but as we talked about, you're scared to go, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to go high up.
How high is the balloon going to go?
I didn't ask that, but they said it should be like pretty high up. Like I could see the whole Reno city.
The whole Reno. Okay.
Yeah.
Now you sent us a picture, and is your balloon an American flag?
Yes, bitch. I'm like the only Asian here.
What does that have to do?
I thought there were going to be more like me.
I don't know if this is completely accurate, but flying in a hot air balloon definitely feels like one of the whitest things that's ever been invented.
1,000%.
Okay, so you're one of the only Asians. You're going to be in the American flag hot air balloon, hundreds of feet in the air. And I want to know, like, what's going through your mind right now? What's in your gut?
I think I'm more excited than nervous, like being here. The sunrise is rising and then the balloons are getting inflated. It like looks so amazing.
And you, they put you up there last night, right?
Yes.
So do you feel like kind of a big deal?
Yeah, they came in here. They're like, oh my gosh, are you Kevin from Sacramento? I said, yes.
But you were kind of scared to stay there last night by yourself, right?
Yes, and I found out that Burning Man is going on, too. There were a lot of people at the hotel that were from Burning Man.
And is that a problem?
They're very interesting.
I would imagine they're covered in dust.
No, literally, they are.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's in the desert. All right, so, Kevin, you spend the night like a big boy in a hotel with no family or friends anywhere near you. We're very proud of you for that.
We really are.
Oh my God, it was scary.
Well, I'm sure. And now so you're dark. About to face your fear and get something off of your bucket list. You are going to be on the show, live on the air, from a hot air balloon in the sky.
Yeah, and my pilot's name is Tim Taylor. familiar.
Do you know what show that's from?
Yeah, Home Improvement. Oh. Tim the Toolman Taylor. I told him, oh my God, are you from Home Improvement? And he laughed.
Right, I'm sure thought that
you
was so just, funny.
You are making friends.
He is wearing an Energizer bunny ears, though.
Does that make you nervous? Does that make you feel like he's not a qualified pilot?
No, I feel more comfortable.
Kevin, did you get his qualifications?
No.
Should you ask if he has a license?
He's been doing this for 25 years, he said.
Okay, those are qualifications.
I mean, yeah, I think that's good enough for me.
Do you have to get a license to fly a hot air balloon?
Yeah, it's like flying a plane.
No, it's not.
It's not at all.
No.
Oh, well.
Okay, how many people are going to be in your basket?
Only me and the pilot.
What?
Oh, my God.
I know. Oh, my God. This one person was telling me that someone got lost one time.
Now, do stories like that make you nervous?
Yeah, but then it makes it a good story.
So you would be fine. Let's say you're a hot air balloon. And listen, it's not going to happen. Don't worry about it. But let's say it gets blown off course into some power lines. Okay?
Oh, my God, Gab.
It's a power line.
It's just a power line, right?
I'm going to tell you right now, there's no power lines near here.
Well, so there's no electricity?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they're underground. I don't know.
Okay, they might be underground.
That makes sense.
All right, so Kevin, you are about to go in a hot air balloon. You're about to take off, launch, as they say, with fire over your head from the sky. We are going to check back in with you when that happens live on the air, okay?
Okay, man. See you soon.
Listen, we are saluting you.
In your American flag. balloon.
For America.
Mm-hmm. 106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
Okay, if you are just joining us, Kevin is in Reno at the Great Hot Air Balloon Race, and he is currently, I believe, in a hot air balloon. Do I have that right, Kevin?
Yes, I'm in the air.
How? That's amazing. Are you scared?
A little bit. We're really high.
He sounds so scared.
All right.
We were landing, then the winds took us somewhere else.
Okay. All right. Hold on a second. So if you're just joining us, we've been following this along for several days, and this is very exciting. Kevin has always had go in a hot air balloon on his bucket list.
Although we'd never heard it.
No, of course not.
Never once did he ever mention it.
Ask the pilot how high you are.
I can see on the iPad it says 4,980 altitude.
Wow. What, is that feet?
We're only that's from sea level, he said. We're only 200 feet off the ground. I'm dead. So Holly has jokes. I love him.
How high are you? Dude? Ask him.
How high am I?
You're about 200 feet.
200 feet? 4,000
feet? Oh, he said about 200 feet.
Okay. But it feels really, really high up.
We just go where the wind takes us.
Yes. Okay, so how is he controlling this thing?
So the wind controls us mainly.
Okay, what happens if the wind blows you away from where everybody else is?
You just go with the flow. I'm telling you, we are way away from the other balloon.
So who goes and gets you?
I'm laughing through my pain.
Kevin, you're going to get blown off course.
We are already blown off.
How are you going to get back?
I'm going to trust my pilot.
Okay, ask him, how are you going to get home to us?
How do we head back? Oh, okay. Well, we are flying, and then his crew will come get us.
Okay.
Wow. I had no idea.
You guys could see how it looks up here.
I'm sure it's beautiful.
You're
higher than the birds.
You're shooting a whole bunch. Well, yeah, 4,000 feet. Sure.
Yeah, I'm shooting so much video.
Okay, so follow Kevin on Instagram. You know what? Maybe we should set it up. Text balloon.
There you go.
B-A-L-L-O-O-N. Balloon to 909-1065, 916-909-1065 to see all the pictures and videos of Kevin in a hot air balloon currently in the air over Reno.
Amazing.
So you have to get blown wherever you get blown, and then you land. How long does it take for somebody to come get you?
Apparently, they've been following us.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So they're on the ground.
They're on the ground. We're in the air.
What if you land on a tree?
Okay, Katie, that's not helping.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Positive thoughts.
Okay, what if you land on a road? This is a long one. Kevin?
Yes, sorry, I couldn't hear. There was a loud burner.
Yeah, what if you land like in the road or something?
So I did see some balloons land in like a cul-de-sac. Whatever they call it.
What?
Like a neighborhood?
Yeah, we're over a neighborhood right now, actually.
That's so archaic.
What if you land on a house?
It is getting more scary and scary as we talk.
Okay.
Why is that? Tell us why you're getting more scary.
Katie's saying, what if you land on a tree? What if you hit a power line?
No, I didn't say power line. I'm just trying to understand.
The wind is controlling.
Okay.
All right. Kevin, listen, I wasn't nervous for you, and now I'm nervous.
We're in the neighborhoods right now.
That fire is so dry.
He keeps putting hot air.
Yeah, we hear it. We hear
it. Going down.
What?
You're going down?
We're going down and back up.
what a fun ride.
Oh my God, that's so scary.
Okay.
Yeah,
are people coming out of their homes in the neighborhoods and waving to you?
Yeah, they're waving to me, but I'm scared to, like, go out of the basket and wave.
Well, don't go out of the basket.
Well, okay, are you like sitting at the bottom of the basket?
I'm not sitting. You can't sit.
Okay, so you're just standing in the middle of the basket?
I'm standing. I'm holding the gas tank.
What?
He also gave me a job. He said if he needs me, I have to pull the white rope.
I feel like we should have not let him do this.
If you're just joining us, Kevin is currently in a hot air balloon over Reno right now. And I was not nervous about this, but now I am very nervous about this. Kevin was given a job. They're either 4,000 feet in the air or 200.
Or 200. He's over.
I think we're higher now.
Okay. Well,
we're like 300 feet up now. Oh, we are going up. We got a wind pickup. Guys, we're going up.
Oh, God. Okay.
We're going up.
All right. How much longer are you going to be in the air?
Bitch, I don't know.
All right. Shame on me for asking.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, Kevin, please get home safely to us, okay?
Yeah, we are coming up on a school and a church, though. So,
all right.
Then good, pray.
Pray. Pray. Maybe this is what everybody sees when they die. Again. Oh, God. Again, follow Kevin, Kevin Wake Up Call on Instagram and 106.5 on Instagram, or text balloon to 916-909-1065 to see all of Kevin's stunning pictures and video.
Kevin, are you glad you did this?
Yes.
Okay.
Good.
But I'm ready to go back down.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Bye, Kevin.
Bye.
106.5, the end. Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
This is a fun one. So Shannon DeCanter, he is Sacramento's worst psychic. And he is calling Brenda at the request of her coworker, Mike, who both work at a pest control company.
Okay.
And he is calling to complain that the pest control company recently ridded his studio of bugs, and it has created a big problem. Here's the phone scam.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hi, thank you for calling. This is Brenda. How may I help you?
Brenda.
Yes.
Yes, hi. My name is Shannon DeCanter, and I am calling to register a complaint. I'm sure you've heard of me, Shannon DeCanter. I am a psychic, a medium. And I have a sacred space where I do all of my readings, where I commune with the other side. And you recently came to rid it of bugs. And this was not at my request. It was at the property management. They own the subway next door. So I had no say in the matter. But now it has created a problem on a scale that I can't even begin to imagine how we dig ourselves out of this.
Okay, so could you tell me exactly what happened?
And, absolutely. I would love nothing more. Yes, I would love nothing more. Brenda, what happened was when you came, somebody came. I'm getting an Mike. Mike? Do you have somebody there named Mike?
We do, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I believe it was Mike that killed all of these pests. I'm picking up that it was a lot of cockroaches.
Well, that is something we do specialize in, and Mike is one of the best people we have here.
Well, I'm sorry. It's very emotional because all of the souls of the cockroaches and a few spiders, they call out to me now. I can't be awake. I can't sleep. I can't go next door for a meatball sub or do my readings because all I hear are the screams of hundreds, nay, 300s of bugs. The souls crying out.
So I'm very sorry that you're experiencing this. I've never actually heard of this before, but...
Well, I'm a medium. Brenda, what are we going to do?
Well, I mean, if you have any concerns about the cleaning process, I'm more than happy to help you with that.
Yes.
But
yes, that's what we should do. Really, we should do a cleanse. Yes. I'll lead the ceremony. Yes, I love this. I will go get some sage from Costco, and I'm going to need Mike to come back over. And you should be there too, since you're part of this now.
I don't think that.
And I will read some prayers.
We won't be able to help you with that.
Well, hold on. Let me finish. Let me finish, Brenda. We will have them all cross over to the other side. That's the problem. Now they're trapped and they're stuck. And we will help them. I will read some prayers. We'll light some sage. We'll hold hands. And I think this will work.
You and Mike can come over here. We're very busy down here. Well, I don't know if I could accommodate that.
I can't do it by myself. What if I get you guys some Italian BMTs from the subway next door?
I get a
20% discount.
So I really am at a loss of how to proceed because...
Don't worry, I'll lead you. I'll lead it.
I understand that. But
Diet Coke. I can get you a large Diet Coke as well.
I really do appreciate that. Thank you so much for the offer. But
okay, that's wonderful.
For a while.
Well, can Mike at least come by?
I can definitely ask him if he can come by. But
oh,
I
that's
can't
wonderful.
Make any promises.
If he would like a free reading while he's enjoying it, maybe a teriyaki chicken foot long, I will be happy to do that as well.
I will definitely let him know.
And one more thing before I go.
Mm-hmm.
None of this has been real. It's Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. And Mike emailed me and wanted me to phone scam you and do this.
Oh, my gosh. It did sound a little bit like that. You did sell it on me about the sage from Costco, though.
I think you can get sage from Costco.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com. 106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
So we have to talk about something that happened in the news, I think, like a decade ago. So hopefully people are going to remember this.
Yeah.
Okay. There was a huge dust up in the music industry with Kesha. Remember Kesha? And a music producer named Dr. Luke, which terrible name. And Kesha basically sued him and accused him of not only taking advantage of her financially, but really kind of like running her over as far as like controlling everything about her life.
It was so much more than that.
Physical
sexual abuse, sex-based hate crimes, employment discrimination, inflicting emotional distress.
So when this lawsuit came out, it sent ripples through the entire music industry, and everybody kind of stopped working with Dr. Luke, which was, some people came out and said, yeah, Dr. Luke did this to me, or Dr. Luke has done this to people I know. And they were powerful voices. So people stopped working with him. And now it seems like Dr. Luke has been forgiven because a major pop star is working with him, and that's Katy Perry. And I don't know. I want to ask, how do you feel about this? So Katy Perry was being interviewed and she kind of defended her decision to work with Dr. Luke in a way that I personally think is so pretentious and seems like she's trying to, it's almost more offensive. Here's the clip.
The truth is, I wrote these songs from my experience of my whole life going through this metamorphosis. And he was one of the people to help facilitate all that, one of the writers, one of the producers. And I am speaking from my own experience. Like when I speak about Woman's World, I speak about feeling so empowered now as a mother, as a woman, giving birth, creating life, creating another set of organs, a brain, a heart. I created a whole heart. And I did it. And I'm still doing it. And I'm still a matriarch and feeling really grounded in that. That's where I'm speaking from.
Yeah. Isn't that terrible? Is it just me? Like, I don't know. I'm not a woman. But like, when you have somebody that has been not just accused, but it's been litigated of like sexual assault and being a misogynist and just really treating his female talent terribly, to evoke your womanhood as a defense for giving this person money and power again seems terrible.
I think what she said just sounded like gobbledygook. Okay. So... And this guy will just dismiss all of this other stuff. It was all a civil trial. So it's not like there was any, like, he is guilty sort of a thing.
Right, right, right.
They privately reached a settlement.
Right.
But she, at one point, opened the suit up to Sony as well.
Uh-huh.
With the claim that there was... so much knowledge from so many people that this is that he was at the very least abusive in the workplace, at the very least.
Right, right. To evoke the fact that she's talking about how she's a woman and therefore she loves that she's. He empowered her as a woman.
See, here's what I'm not understanding. If this is where you're coming from, why would you use a female producer?
Right.
Why wouldn't you try to partner with somebody that actually can relate to that female experience? Because, I mean, Dr. Luke's great. I'm certain there are other equally as good female producers.
Right. Yeah, that's a great point.
I think it's because... I mean, I wonder if she had to.
Do you know what a scab is?
Yes, like when you cross a picket line.
Yes, it's a union term for somebody that doesn't stand with the union. Doesn't this kind of make Katy Perry, like, at the very least, a feminist scab?
I mean, I don't know about that, but I do feel like that's always been Katy Perry.
Really? Really?
Yeah, remember when she had beef with Taylor Swift? Because Taylor hired two of her dancers or something.
Like those sharks?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of that.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now... Gone South is back for a fourth season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Gavin's phone scams on the Tens.
This is a fun one. So Shannon DeCanter, he is Sacramento's worst psychic. And he is calling Brenda at the request of her co-worker, Mike, who both work at a pest control company.
Okay.
And he is calling to complain that the pest control company recently ridded his studio of bugs, and it has created a big problem. Here's the phone scam.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hi, thank you for calling. This is Brenda. How may I help you?
Brenda.
Yes.
Yes. Hi. My name is Shannon Decanter, and I am calling to register a complaint. I'm sure you've heard of me, Shannon Decanter. I am a psychic, a medium, and I have a sacred space where I do all of my readings, where I commune with the other side, and you recently came to rid it of bugs. And this was not at my request. It was at the property management. They owned the subway next door. So I had no say in the matter. But now it has created a problem on a scale that I can't even begin to imagine how we dig ourselves out of this.
Okay, so could you tell me exactly what happened?
And, absolutely. I would love nothing more. Yes, I would love nothing more. Brenda, what happened was when you came, somebody came. I'm getting an Mike. Mike? Do you have somebody there named Mike?
We do, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I believe it was Mike that killed all of these pests. I'm picking up that it was a lot of cockroaches.
Well, that is something we do specialize in, and Mike is one of the best people we have here.
Well, I'm sorry. It's very emotional because all of the souls of the cockroaches and a few spiders, they call out to me now. I can't be awake. I can't sleep. I can't go next door for a meatball sub or do my readings because all I hear are the screams of hundreds, nay, 300s of bugs, the souls crying out.
So I'm very sorry that you're experiencing this. I've never actually heard of this before, but
well, I'm a medium, Brenda. Yeah, what are we going to do?
Well, I mean, if you have any concerns about the cleaning process, I'm more than happy to help you with that.
Yes.
But
yes, that's what we should do. We should do a cleanse. Yes. I'll lead the ceremony. Yes, I love this. I will go get some sage from Costco and I'm going to need Mike to come back over and you should be there too since you're part of this now.
I will read
some prayers.
I won't be able to help you with that.
Well, hold on, let me finish, Brenda. We will have them all cross over to the other side. That's the problem. Now they're trapped and they're stuck. And we will help them. I will read some prayers. We'll light some sage. We'll hold hands. And I think this will work.
Well,
You and Mike can come over here.
We're very busy down here. Well, I don't know if I could accommodate that.
I can't do it by myself. What if I get you guys some Italian BMTs from the subway next door?
I get a
20% discount.
So I really am at a loss of how to proceed because...
Don't worry, I'll lead you. I'll lead it.
I understand that. But,
Diet Coke. I can get you a large Diet Coke as well.
I really do appreciate that. Thank you so much for the offer. But
okay, that's wonderful.
For a while.
Well, can Mike at least come by?
I can definitely ask him if he can come by. But
oh,
I
that's
can't
wonderful.
Make any promises.
If he would like a free reading while he's enjoying it, maybe a teriyaki chicken foot long, I will be happy to do that as well.
I will definitely let him know.
And one more thing before I go.
Mm-hmm.
None of this has been real. It's Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. And Mike emailed me and wanted me to phone scam you and do this.
Oh, my gosh. It did sound a little bit like that. You did sell it on me about the sage from Costco, though.
I think you can get sage from Costco.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com. 106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
So we have to talk about something that happened in the news, I think like a decade ago. So hopefully people are going to remember this.
Yeah.
Okay. There was a huge dust up in the music industry with Kesha. Remember Kesha? And a music producer named Dr. Luke, which, terrible name. And Kesha basically sued him and accused him of not only taking advantage of her financially, but really kind of like running her over as far as like controlling everything about her life.
It was so much more than that.
Physical assault,
physical sexual abuse, sex-based hate crimes, employment discrimination, inflicting emotional distress.
So when this lawsuit came out, it sent ripples through the entire music industry. And everybody kind of stopped working with Dr. Luke, which was, some people came out and said, yeah, Dr. Luke did this to me, or Dr. Luke has done this to people I know. And they were powerful voices. So people stopped working with him. And now it seems like Dr. Luke has been forgiven because a major pop star is working with him, and that's Katy Perry. And I don't know. I want to ask, how do you feel about this? So Katy Perry was being interviewed, and she kind of defended her decision to work with Dr. Luke in a way that I personally think is so pretentious and seems like she's trying to, it's almost more offensive. Here's the clip.
The truth is, I wrote these songs from my experience of my whole life going through this metamorphosis. And he was one of the people to help facilitate all that. One of the writers, one of the producers. And I am speaking from my own experience. Like when I speak about Woman's World, I speak about feeling so empowered now as a mother, as a woman, giving birth, creating life, creating another set of organs, a brain, a heart. I created a whole heart, and I did it, and I'm still doing it, and I'm still a matriarch, and feeling really grounded in that. That's where I'm speaking from.
Yeah. Isn't that terrible? Is it just me? Like, I don't know. I'm not a woman, but like when you have somebody that has been not just accused, but it's been litigated of like sexual assault and being a misogynist and just really treating his female talent terribly, to evoke your womanhood as a defense for giving this person money and power again seems terrible.
I think what she said just sounded like gobbledygook. Okay. So, and this guy will just dismiss all of this other stuff. It was all a civil trial, so it's not like there was any like he is guilty sort of a thing.
Right.
They privately reached a settlement.
Right.
But she at one point opened the suit up to Sony as well.
Uh-huh.
With the claim that there was so much knowledge from so many people that he was at the very least abusive in the workplace, at the very least.
Right. To evoke the fact that she's talking about how she's a woman, and therefore she loves that he empowered her as a woman.
See, here's what I'm not understanding. If this is where you're coming from, why would you use a female producer?
Right.
Why wouldn't you try to partner with somebody that actually can relate to that female experience? Because, I mean, Dr. Luke's great. I'm certain there are other equally as good female producers.
Right. Yeah, that's a great point.
I think it's because I wonder if she had to.
Do you know what a scab is?
Yes, like when you cross a picket line.
Yes, it's a union term for somebody that doesn't stand with the union. Doesn't this kind of make Katy Perry, like, at the very least, a feminist scab?
I don't know about that, but I do feel like that's always been Katy Perry.
Really?
Yeah. Remember when she had beef with Taylor Swift because Taylor hired two of her dancers or something?
Like those sharks?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
you've gotten through everything. We got it through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of that.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.